Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yao Sop, out of the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Recruit Aharon.
And once again, you tuned into The Truth in PDX right here on BlogTalkRadio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure nation of Israel. Starting off with the Holy Gods and Comforter, Holy Apostle and Chief of our Priests, Sazadok, I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle and Chief of our Priests, Ariah, Holy Apostle and Chief of our Priests, Shar. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforter's 42 Chief Priests, Elect Ladies, Holy Women of our Nation. I'd like to say shalom to the chief bishop and bishops of states, cities, boroughs, units, and departments. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, first starting off with the Major 13 Shield General. All Shields and Generals, I want to say shalom to the captains of the officers of the New Hebrew Academy, to the Young Men and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the sisters of our nation, the daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to the children of our nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And tonight's topic, is this present evil world. Once again, tonight's topic is this present evil world. Let's go to Galatians chapter 1. And start at verse 1, please.
Sorry, my phone was on mute. Galatians 1 and 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
So again, Jesus Christ and God the Father chose the apostle Paul to be among the 12 apostles, 12 disciples. When Judas Iscariot betrayed our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, took the money for the betrayal and then killed himself. Again, that order of 12 had to continue, starting all the way back with Jacob and his sons. And Paul was chosen to be Judas' replacement. Read.
and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia.
3.
Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
3.
Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father.
Again, what are we looking for? We're looking for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to deliver us from this present evil world. Now, some of you may not agree that this present world is evil. Well, let's look at what's going on in this present world. You got same-sex marriages, legal same-sex marriages. Again, according to God, same-sex marriages are illegal. But according to this present world, same-sex marriages are legal, which is against God, which is evil. Showcased in this world as far as the urban music scene. You know, to disrespect women, calling them the B word, the H word, for the men to call themselves the N word, drugs, you know, sex, adultery, lewdness, you know. And again, it's pushed gang violence, pushed in the urban music, which is pretty much the most popular genre of music today. Then you have the gay agenda, the homosexual agenda, being pushed down our throats on television. Now, you know, you're not a politically correct television show unless you have a gay couple. Your show is not complete without a gay scene. You understand that? Again, homosexuality, being gay is lewd. It's a lewd act. You understand that? God did not set the order up for man to be with man and woman to be with woman. The order is man to be with woman, woman to be with man, and for them to procreate and bring forth children. And the way America is going, you know, with the pushing of legal same-sex marriages, they're going to destroy themselves. No children are being created in these relationships. Then you call yourself, you know, fostering children and adopting children. So now here it is. These children are already in a bad situation because it was pulled out of their home because of, you know, what, you know, they're just deemed as unsafe. And then put in a home where there's two daddies or two mommies. And you want to know why the child isn't adapting. Why the child doesn't seem to be getting along. I mean, come on. Again, you have genetically modified foods being sold to us and being spread throughout. And I can see if you gave everybody a choice. Okay, everybody, here's genetically modified food. Would you like some? Then give the people a chance. Say yes or no. We don't know what's genetically modified and what's not. The USDA and who else the food people, what's
FDA,
The FDA, the government, you guys aren't being straight up with us. Then you have people just get frustrated, you know, after they watch a couple YouTube videos and say, you know what, I'm going vegan. I ain't eating nothing. I ain't no nothing with dairy, no food, no meats, you know, whatever. You understand that? But again, genetically modified food, we don't know what corn is real, what corn is fake. You sell them as tap water in bottles at a premium price. I mean, come on. And listen, if y'all don't realize that the water is tapped, just look at look at the back for the source of the water. It'll tell you from the reservoir, from the city reservoir. Some of them will tell you from the faucet. Chemtrails all over, you know, the different urban communities and neighborhoods, dropping down all types of diseases and viruses. You know, they call that population control. Back in my day, you used to be able to go outside and play. And your parents didn't have to worry about you being kidnapped. You understand that? You being shot or killed. None of that. I mean, think about it. How many of you parents listening to this radio show allow your children to go outside and play and feel comfortable, feel at ease? Then you have the brainwashing of a generation known as the millennials, the 20s and 30-somethings. Meaning Satan got them so brainwashed and dumbed down, they don't even realize it. What I mean by that, they're constantly at the mercy of their phone. They're on their phone chatting. They're on their phone texting. They're on their phone watching this video, watching that TV show, using the phone to get this place, that place, asking your phone for device. Who does that? All right. Mm-hmm. Who asks their phone for device? Who asks their phone for advice? I thought you supposed to ask, you know, your elder in your church for advice, or a best friend, or a family member, or a sibling, an expert. They go on their phone, ask their phone for advice. I really like this girl. What should I do? Siri here. I think you should date her for 3 days and try to marry her, maybe. Oh, thanks, Siri. Come on, man.
No.
And in the meantime, while on these phones, they're not learning anything. They don't know how to communicate with a human because they're constantly communicating to their device or with their device. They don't know how to talk. They don't know how to hold a conversation. They talk like they text. You know what I'm saying? Shorthand. I mean, it's terrible. You got cars that drive themselves. Cars don't have a brain. Cars don't have instincts. It's just going to go by the pattern that is programmed. So if the car doesn't recognize that there's a small child in front of them, guess what? The small child's going to get ran over. If the car doesn't recognize that, okay, they're doing construction on that left turn, go another way. No, they're going to go right to the left turn, right to the bulldozer. And then what'd you be doing? You'd be in your self-driving car on your phone texting with the seat laid back. Car going 65 miles an hour, like you Knight Rider or something. Zoom, zoom. And you comfortable with that? You comfortable with this? And the main thing, the main evilness that's going on in this world is the non-belief of God.
Mm-hmm.
You got a whole generation that don't believe in God. How can you not believe in the Creator? Bible refers to that as being foolish. Let's prove that. Again, if you don't believe in God, you're fool. You're foolish. You're foolish. How can you not believe in God? Then some of you say, well, I believe in a creator, but I don't believe in the Bible. Well, I believe in a creator, but I don't believe in religion. Or I mean, come on, man. Come on, y'all. Then some of you start worshiping the heathens' beliefs. Some of you into the yin and the yang, Chinese. Some of you into Hinduism, East Indian. Some of you into Scientology, Esau, Caucasian. Some of you just neutral. I mean, come on, man. Come on now. Again, how can you not believe in God or believe in a God? Then you got some people walking around talking about, yeah, there's a Father God, but there's also a Mother Earth. What? See, you guys believe in the Father, right? Yeah, but you guys don't believe in the Mother. Man, get away from me with that madness. Let's get Psalms 14:1, please. You want to hear that? You know what I'm saying? You defile my ears.
The fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
Read it again.
The fool has said
the
in
what?
His heart.
The what?
The fool.
The what?
Fool,
the what?
The fool,
read.
The fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
Hmm. Read.
They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good.
You see that, brothers and sisters? You see that? It says the fool. How can you not believe in God? You're foolish. It says the fool has said in his heart, her heart, there is no God. It says they are corrupt, abominable works. There is none that doeth good. You understand? And you got a whole generation of individuals that don't believe in a God or don't believe in God. That's something good happened to them. Oh, thank you, God. That's something bad happened to them. Oh, God. Who you call? Why you calling on something you don't believe in?
Mm-hmm.
From there, let's get 1 John chapter 5, verse 19.
And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness.
You see that? And that's why we want our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to deliver us from this present evil world. Because everywhere you go, the whole world lieth in wickedness. The whole world lieth in wickedness. Like I was bringing out earlier in the seminar that we had in the St. John's section of Portland. I can't even get in the car with my children and turn on the radio and listen to some decent music without a whole bunch of expletives that are halfway bleeped out. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even allow my children to watch Cartoon Network after 8 o'clock because if you didn't notice or not, parents, after 8 o'clock, Cartoon Network becomes Adult Swim. All the cartoons are now adult-oriented, and they get wild. They got same sex going on. You got language. You got all type of madness going on. You thinking your children in the room watching the Cartoon Network. Shame on you, Cartoon Network. So the engineer is letting us know that we got to wrap it up. Thank you for tuning in tonight's show. Again, the topic of tonight's show was this present evil world. And again, we can't wait for the Lord to deliver us from this present evil world and to deliver us to our homeland of Jerusalem and then to the kingdom of God. Say God bless, good night, and shalom.
Amen. It's been a long